works for NRCS through in the cotton industry, working with the Philprint platform and growers. And her husband, Kellen, is a producer who has had some experience using the calculator. So they're going to share with us their experiences, and I'm sure we'll be very enlightened from that.
I'm Rachel Lee. I work in Winnsboro, Louisiana. I'm housed in an NRCS office in Winnsboro, and I work on the NRCS and Louisiana Cotton Sustainability Pilot Project. I'd just like to start out by saying thank you to the producers that are participating if they're here, any sponsors or funders that are here, the National Cotton Council, Cotton Incorporated, Louisiana Cotton and Grain Association, USDA NRCS, the LSU Ag Center, the Cotton Foundation, and Louisiana Farm Bureau. So we use the Philprint platform to collect data from producers, and we enter that into the platform. Field to Market platform was developed by Field to Market Coalition for sustainable agriculture for cotton, rice, soybeans, corn, wheat, potatoes, and alfalfa farmers. In the last several years, you know, sustainability has become a hot topic in the agricultural industry, and the cotton industry export market is receiving many requests from brands and retailers for sustainably grown cotton. The Louisiana Cotton Sustainability Pilot Project is just one way that the cotton industry is trying to meet these needs. This project is trying to mend the gap between the supply chain and producers to meet the increasing need for transparent evidence of responsible production. The cotton industry has set 10-year goals that you've heard about in previous slides. They set these goals in 2017 based on the 2015 baseline, and these goals will help the cotton industry to track and measure the continual improvements of sustainable production. So by charting a course for the next 10 years, industry-wide goals are the centerpiece of the U.S. sustainability message. Developing a detailed work plan that outlines efforts and initiatives to help achieve these goals, and a concerted effort to increase utilization of the Philprint platform or an equivalent data tool. So in 5 years, we hope to have 1 million acres entered, and in 10 years, 2.5 million acres. So a minimum of 10% of an operation will be entered into the Philprint platform. And by collecting 10% of a farm, we're able to get a representative idea of how the entire operation performs. So in the last 35 years, and you've seen the slide that includes land use and soil loss and water and energy and greenhouse gas, you can see that we have reduced our environmental impact in the last 35 years, and we hope to continue to do that by meeting these goals in 2025 by reducing land use, increasing fiber per gallon of water, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, reduce energy, reduce soil loss, and increase soil carbon. So Field to Market captured a shrinking footprint of the cotton industry over several decades. And if we meet these goals by 2025, the footprint will shrink to just a fraction of past results. And as you can see in the dark green coloring. So the metrics that are the Philprint platform metrics consist of land use, soil conservation, soil conditioning index, energy, greenhouse gas, water use efficiency, runoff water quality, and biodiversity. So we'll talk a little bit about the Philprint platform project. As you can see in the picture right there, we captured the location of these fields. So this project is a three-year project. We're currently in our second year of collecting data. In 2017, we captured the location of these fields, and these fields are in East Carroll, Madison, Tensaw, Franklin, and Richland Parish. We are currently collecting data from the 2018 crop year, from the same participating producers, and we also had a few new participating producers this year, and we hope to have more in the future. So the data that you'll see in these next slides are from 2017. So I'll contact a producer and ask them if they're willing to participate in this project. If they are, we'll sit down and we will collect 10% of their fields, or 10% of their cotton operation. And we'll start out by outlining a field, and then we'll collect data from that field. Once that field is outlined, the FieldPrint platform will generate the slope and slope length and soil type, pulling this information from the NRCS database. After that, we'll go through several questions, and they'll enter their rotation, their management, and their operation system, as you can see in the top of the screen with the blue check marks. These questions pertain to irrigation, yield, fertilizer, and crop protectant trips made throughout the growing season. So as you can see on the screen, that producer has the option to enter in their farm name, and they can also see any fields that are entered into the FieldPrint platform. They can create a custom crop rotation system, or they can choose an NRCS template that already exists that fits their operation. They can also see which FieldPrint projects they're involved in, such as the Louisiana Sustainability Pilot Project. After that information is entered, the FieldPrint platform will generate a spidergram, or in other terms, a footprint of that producer's field. And I know there was a question asked earlier as far as once these producers see their footprint, is there any kind of guidance as to where they can make improvements? And so 9 times out of 10, when we collect the data, we're in an NRCS office. And so once we get to that footprint and we look at their report, we go through each metric, and they have the ability to be able to talk to experts like the soil conservationist or the district conservationist to see what is available to them. They'll give them options as to how to fix these resource concerns on their field. And they can apply for an NRCS program, or they can just get technical assistance. They're also able to see their result and compare themselves to the state and national benchmark according to each metric. So we'll go through each metric using the 2017 data that we collected. This is about 45 fields that are shown right now. So land use is being able to create more with less. This is their yield. Fewer acres are going back into row crop production, and so we must keep producing higher amounts of cotton on fewer acres. As you can see, the grower ID is on the x-axis, and the yield measured in pounds per acre is on the y-axis. This is the same slide compared to the U.S. average and the 10-year goal. And if these fields were representative of the U.S., the majority of these fields would be meeting or exceeding the 10-year goal. Soil conservation. Soil conservation is the soil loss from a field. The T-value is the tolerable amount of soil loss measured in tons per acre per year for the soil to remain productive and sustainable. The T-value in Northeast Louisiana for these soil types are normally between 4 and 5. And so about half of the LA fields in this pilot project are already reaching the 10-year goal of being at or below the T-value. And I normally wouldn't call out a producer for if he was here today. These grower IDs normally remain anonymous, but since he's here today, I'll kind of call him out. So as you can see, grower 4287 with the highest soil loss on the entire chart just so happens to be my husband. So I called Lexi when we entered that in, and I said, Lexi, I do not think the platform's working. I just don't think it's working. And she assured me that it was. And so in reality, we are losing 12 tons of soil on one of our fields in our operation. And so Kellen will be able to talk to y'all about that later. We compared the yield to the soil loss, and there is a slight decrease, but nothing significant. And we did this to all of the metrics, and we just didn't find any significant decrease in yield. So this is the soil conservation compared to the 2015 U.S. average and the 2025 U.S. goal. And the majority of these fields are meeting or exceeding the U.S. goal. A lot of these, about half of these fields are below the T-value. So the soil conditioning index. This is carbon increase is associated with reduced tillage and or cover crops. And then carbon depletion is associated with tillage intensity. So this is measured from a negative one to a positive one. Obviously, the less tillage and the more organic matter the residue, the more organic matter and residue left on a field, the higher the soil conditioning index will be. If 30% of these fields increased, we would be meeting the U.S. goal, if these fields were representative of the U.S. Now, energy use. Give me one second. Energy use is measured in BTU per pound of fiber. The largest factors that contribute to energy use are fertilizer and lime product energy, crop protection and crop chemical energy, tillage and field operations, and irrigation. So, I mean, obviously, if you decrease your fertilizer and crop protectant trips, your energy is going to fluctuate according to that. Energy use compared to the U.S. average and the 2025 year goal, and if these fields were representative of the U.S., the Louisiana pilot is meeting the 2025 year goal. Energy use can also be measured in energy equivalent in gallons of diesel per acre, and this measurement of energy has the same contributors as the energy measured in BTU per pounds of fiber. Greenhouse gas is measured in pounds of CO2 equivalent per pound of fiber. The largest contributor to greenhouse gases are nitrous oxide from fertilizer, manure, and cover crop greenhouse gas. And we are right there at the U.S. average in greenhouse gas. Irrigation use efficiency. These fields are irrigated and dryland fields. From the fields we collected in 2017, very few fields were irrigated because Louisiana receives about 50 plus inches of rainfall per year. And in 2017, we received a lot of that during the growing season. So very few fields were irrigated. And for some producers, the irrigation did not increase their yield by many pounds. Some producers even stated that it decreased their yield. So these are the fields that were irrigated. As you can see in the orange portion is the irrigation contribution. Producers estimate what their non-irrigated yield is, and they may estimate this by comparing their field to a dryland field or comparing their yield to the outer edge of a field that was irrigated. So for the marginal return for irrigated water, that's measured in pounds per acre inch. And we are right in between the 10-year goal at 59 pounds per acre inch and the U.S. average at 50 pounds per acre inch. So runoff water quality, it does not have a national baseline, but it is measured from 0 to 10. zero being the lowest, 10 being the highest. And this really is just, it gives an assessment on how clean the runoff water is leaving a field. Factors that contribute to water quality are field physical sensitivity, nutrient management, tillage management, and pest management. So now that we have this information, you know, how is it being used? Well, the FieldPrint platform acts as a tool for producers to measure their sustainability efforts. As they enter in information over the years, they can they can see where their improvements are. The sustainability project also helps producers with transparency from a public perception. Brand and retail customers are responding very positively. And the supply chain participants can use field-to-market sustainability goals to set their corporate sustainable development goals. Sustainability can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And so if you're using, if the cotton industry is using field-to-market and the supply chain is using field-to-market to set their goals, it creates a very uniform platform to measure sustainability. And so I'll turn it over to Kellen, and he can tell you about his experience with field-to-market.
Good. I'm going to keep this brief, and been a lot of good speakers this morning, so y'all bear with me. This may be a change of direction. But I'm Kellen. I'm from Tensile Parish, Louisiana. Went to Mississippi State and met my wife, and we got married and moved back home where I joined my dad and my uncle farming cotton, corn, and beans. So I want to talk to y'all today about what's expected from the grower to participate, and give you a look at my own experience on what sort of changes I can make to make my farm more sustainable. We're going to look at the data collection process using my fields for examples. Then we'll take a look. Then we'll take the results from the FieldPrint platform and review a conclusion, which, as my wife pointed out, I've got a lot of work to do. So. So the first thing we'll do, as Rachel discussed, is we'll map out a field to use to represent our operation. On my farm, we have some fields that are planted in cotton year after year. However, majority of our fields are planted in corn and rotated with corn. And so in order to represent my farm accurately, I chose a field from each situation. The first field is located on a farm we call the island. On this silt loam ground, we generally re-hip the beds in the fall and plant a winter cover crop. In the spring, we'll burn down the cover crop and plant cotton. As we can see from this footprint, the practices we're using on this field are right on track to being sustainable. Our soil loss is below the T value, and our soil carbon is positive. The rest of the metrics are well within the benchmarks. As we can see from this footprint, my next field's on a farm we call the home place. Represents our cotton and corn rotation. On this farm, we generally disc down the beds and re-hip in the fall if weather permits. You know, like this year, we haven't been able to do much. But typically, we do not plant cover crops on these fields. As a result, the platform shows us that my footprint has a high soil loss and a low soil carbon index. At this rate, my farm future will not be very sustainable. Using the platform as a tool, we can run different scenarios to see which practices may improve this field's sustainability. So now we'll discuss a few tillage scenarios we ran to see the impact of each metric. Here we can see that the current soil loss is above 12 tons per acre with my conventional tillage practice I'm using right now. The other three scenarios we ran to see what options best reduce the soil loss. Reduce tillage where we remove the disc, decrease the soil loss slightly. Strip till and no-till brought soil loss well below the T-value. One thing to take note of, some of these scenarios may not be practical for my operation. However, we can enter several practices in this platform to see the outcomes just for the knowledge. The soil conditioning index represents organic matter in the soil, and with more intense tillage practices, the lower the SCI will be. By running tillage scenarios in the platform, we can see that as we reduce tillage, our organic matter increases, raising the SCI. If I planted a winter cover crop like I did on the island, that it will greatly increase my organic matter. Some of the largest contributors of energy are fuel, chemicals, and fertilizer. So by decreasing my tillage, I'll use less fuel and less energy to produce cotton crop. There are many contributors to greenhouse gas. In these scenarios, reducing tillage shows a reduction in my greenhouse gas emissions as well. Runoff water quality. We know that more tillage leads to higher erosion. With erosion, the runoff water can be polluted with these with chemicals and fertilizer. As we can see here, by reducing tillage, we will not lose as much to runoff and we'll have a higher water quality. So, what's realistic for my operation? With what I've learned through these scenarios, I found ways I know will improve my farm. By reducing tillage and planting cover crops, it will certainly increase my footprint or make my footprint look better. This tool can be used in many ways to set goals for a more sustainable future. What I love about the platform is that it can be used as a tool to apply different methods, which allows me to compare different results in my office before ever spending any time or money. It also gives an edge because only I know what will or will not work for my business. So with that, thank y'all. And if there's any questions or anything y'all would like to talk about with a producer, I'm all ears. Absolutely, and to go along with that, but we call it washouts. Mr. Ted, he's a producer as well, and so a washout or some bad areas where we're having some pretty serious soil loss, we can see that, and surely this also compares to it. So we have some options. With the NRCS, maybe like drop culverts. They have our buffer areas. There's several options we can do that will suffice or help, or we can improve it, and so you can see it yourself. You just don't realize how extreme it is. Like myself, I didn't have a clue. I was off the charts with some of these with that much soil loss, and then you compare it to your neighbors or see other numbers around the region, you realize I need to do some work. Certainly, right. So, of course, curve crops will cost, can cost some money, and so we're doing it on areas that we thought maybe needed the worst, and then putting it in this where we're doing it. Of course, it's working; it looks great, and then you see how bad where we're not using some of these practices, how extreme it is. So that it's an eye opener, and it certainly wants to make you take action in a hurry. So. Absolutely. Anybody else? Great. Thank y'all.